Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today from Jefferson Matters, a Main Street and Chamber community, is our Economic Vitality Team Chair, is Peg Rainey, joining us now. So thank you very much, Peg, for coming on.
Great to see you, Coltrane.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a lot of things to get to here, Peg. Some great news and some updates that I would like for us to start with your Rural Return Initiative, in which you were able to receive a grant earlier this year for that program.
That's right. In February, we received word that we were granted $20,000 toward this Rural Return Initiative. We came up with a great project and moving forward since then. We are in the middle of working with Abby McConnell. She was hired to help us as the coordinator and to put together a new website as well as social media that would really attract new people to move here, to start a business, to be a part of the community. The website was launched this week, so if anybody has a chance, it's called experiencejeffersoniowa.com. So take a look at that, share it with people. It's just a very attractive website, and we're excited to have people get a chance to look at it. Abby worked with Chatterkick, a company from Sioux City who we've had some chances to work with in the past that totally get our community. The whole idea is to attract people wanting to learn about Jefferson and Greene County with the possibility of moving here or starting a business. It's really an amazing website, and so we want locals to check it out, share it with your friends. It might just happen to be the spark that somebody needs to make a change for their family to come and enjoy rural living at its finest. We put in place a number of amenities here in these last few years in Jefferson and Greene County that are really attracting people, like all the school facility updates and the healthcare options, and housing is being addressed, and our beautiful downtown. We have lots of outdoor recreation opportunities. So now this is all put together in one place to really market our community. What we want to do is to generate more pictures of people experiencing Jefferson. And so we're using the hashtag Experience Jefferson. When you're taking pictures or videos of your family and friends gathering together, put that hashtag, Experience Jefferson, and then we'll use those pictures in this website and some of the social media.
Now, an offshoot from the Rural Return Initiative sparked another interest to help new businesses get up off the ground and running with this Jefferson Wants You campaign. Give us an update in the first recipients of such a program.
That's right. We had this incentive fund that was kicked off with a wonderful donation from Jefferson Telecom, and then we had donations from all of our banks here, our local banks, other utilities, Alliant Energy, and then we received a Grow Green County grant. So we had kind of a pot of funds. We have a selection committee. There's a wonderful application. It's not difficult, but this is to attract new businesses that would make an impact in our community, and it's all over Jefferson, anywhere, not just the downtown, up to $5,000 of startup funds. So we have that application available on the Jefferson Matters website, and this will also be on the Experience Jefferson website as we attract new people to come in. Our first recipient was Kristen Lang. She's returning to Jefferson. She's an alumni, and she's going to be opening a business called Warm Wishes at 200 East State, you know, where Heartland Bank was located. She'll feature stationery and gift items, and her plan is to open a pop-up store during the festival on Friday evening and then Saturday after the parade all afternoon for people just to get a feel for that. And then she'll work on getting the whole thing open by the first part of August, the whole business.
And then your second recipient, tell us about this person that should be well known by now.
Well, yeah, Sarah Ostrander will open the Centennial, the restaurant just down the corner of State and Wilson. It's a historic corner building that's been renovated with Why Not Us. There's still a little work that needs to be done, but she'll be open during on the afternoon of the festival on Saturday, just for people to peek in there and take a look. Her tagline is contemporary taste, historic charm, and she'll have new menus each week with salads and soups, sandwiches, entrees, and of course her delicious desserts. Her plan is to be open Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 for lunch and then later for desserts and coffee. She'll be catering and doing special events there too. And I guess I forgot to mention that both of these women received $5,000 for their one-time startup costs. And this really made a big deal for them.
Well, to give other people that might have a business idea in mind and maybe venture out and do exactly what Kristen has done, as well as Sarah is going to be doing as well, talk to us about the applications, how people can get involved with this opportunity.
Right. Applications for business making an impact throughout Jefferson as a startup are available on, as I mentioned, the jeffersonmatters.org website under resources, or Beth can certainly help somebody at the office there too. And this will also be available on the experiencejefferson.com website too. An interview is also a part of the process. So after the application is received, the selection committee are representatives of those funding the project. As I mentioned, Jefferson Telecom, Home State Bank, Heartland Bank, People's Bank, Alliant Energy, and Jefferson Matters too.
We don't want to forget about the other side of the Jefferson Wants You campaign, dealing specifically with those that are remote workers.
Yes, and we have this wonderful co-working space, Gravitate Co-working. So we want to promote people that are working remotely to have a chance to gather together at this wonderful space. So what we're offering is for remote workers, even current remote workers or those moving into Greene County, if they think they would use a space like that at least 3 times a week, we want to offer a floating desk membership at Gravitate Co-working. There's an application to fill out first, and then we would do an interview process as well. So this one-year membership is open to anyone.
And then obviously we've started back up our Java and Juices. We had a couple of them already under our belts for this year. Took place last month, I believe, with Greene County Extension and then also with Greene County Medical Center. You got a couple more exciting visits coming up here this month.
Yeah, the weather has turned. People are ready to get out and mix and mingle a little bit. On Friday, June 17th, Thomas Jefferson Gardens will host this at the Welcome Center and talk about all the things that they have going on this summer. And then another event is scheduled later in June at the Sierra Community Theater. And if any business or organization is interested in doing a Friday coffee like that from 9:30 to 10 to host that, contact Beth at the Welcome Center there.
And you with Economic Vitality also have other opportunities for businesses to advertise job openings. And Lord knows we've got our fair share here in Greene County.
We do. And we're trying our best to draw people in to fill those positions. So this was an idea from one of our Economic Vitality team members. Is if any Greene County businesses would like to post openings during the Bell Tower Festival, bring 3 copies of their openings to the Welcome Center, and we will put them in 3 different locations during the festival. Maybe someone will just take a look and decide. I think we'll give that a try.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program here with Jefferson Matters of Main Street and Chamber of Communities Economic Vitality Team Chair Peg Graney joining us once again. You're listening to the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.